Earners, what's up? Look, I want to talk to you about something that's been a real game changer for us and our business, ShipStation. If you're running an online store, you know how crucial it is to get your orders out quickly and efficiently, but it can also be one of the biggest headaches. That's where ShipStation comes in. With ShipStation, managing and shipping your orders is easier than ever. Whether you're selling on Amazon, Etsy, your own website, or all of the above, ShipStation funnels all your orders onto one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your phone. ShipStation works with all major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and more. You can easily compare rates and delivery times to find the best shipping option for you and your customers. Plus, you can automate almost any shipping task like creating shipping labels, tracking packages, and setting notifications for your customers. It's a huge time saver. For us, ShipStation has been a lifesaver. It's taken the stress out of shipping and fulfillment, allowing us to focus more on growing business. And the best part, it's incredibly affordable with options that fit any budget. So if you're ready to take your shipping game to the next level, head over to ShipStation.com and use the promo code EARN to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months of hassle-free, stress-free shipping for free. Remember, whether you're shipping a few packages a week or a few thousand, ShipStation makes it easy to manage it all. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in EARN. ShipStation, make ship happen. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
The moment you've all been waiting for, NVIDIA. NVIDIA has split officially, and now its new stock price is around $123, which was a far cry from the $1,200 last week. It was going crazy. So right now it's split. It's done. We've been talking about this for weeks. Now it's officially split. It's at $123-ish now. Right. Yep. Second largest company in the world as far as market cap. So now the question is
closing in too.
At what price point should investors consider buying NVIDIA? And what do we think now that all of the chaos of that situation is over? Should they go all in on NVIDIA? Is now the time to go all in now that the split has occurred? So yeah, what's the deal with that?
I think NVIDIA is one of the greatest companies that we've ever seen that is publicly traded. Like you said, second biggest market cap. They're closing in on Microsoft. I'm going to share an interesting stat here in a second.
I think we're going to say the price, same thing, bro.
Okay. Price that I like to get in is $107.77. So $107.77 is where I like it. If you are in Stock Club, you go to eaninvest.com. I will also give you the swing trading price and load the boat price for where it could go. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. The interesting thing that I see about NVIDIA, people should go all in. They're currently number two, but by 2026, they should have more free cash flow than Microsoft.
That was it.
When I saw that, I said,
we read the same as that. Yep.
So for those of you who don't know, just the bag is bigger at NVIDIA. They're still getting 45 to 48% profit margin, and they are a multi-trillion dollar company. And you can argue that the chips are underpriced for what their market is willing to pay for them. So this company is going to keep growing. I didn't like him signing old girl's breasts at the conference. You was in your Kodak Drake bag to get back to, and your kids work at your company. How you explain to your mom and your kids you signed some girl titties at a conference?
Maybe gotta do it.
I'd invest that. Gotta do it. May yes and chat. I got you, baby. But I think this company is going to do incredibly well for the next, I don't know, 6-7 years. I love this company almost as much as Apple. If I made you money from Apple and Microsoft, that crystal ball shining bright. People can say whatever the fuck they want to online, but when it comes to these results, boy, it is what it is. So yeah, 107.77. And I made a believe out a few people. Shout out to a couple of my NFL guys who was unsure at first, and now you real sure. Let me get my testimonial and my check, please.
At least
107.77 is where I like it.
We read the same exact article when I saw it, 2024. And I think we've spoken about this a lot, and we talk about the companies that have the largest operating cash flow. And we know merger and acquisitions is one of those things that you can do with having that type of capital. Buying back stock is one of the things you can do, but most importantly is paying off debt. And so when we look at the debt and we look at the balance sheets, it's like, well, they're gonna, we always say Apple because the treasure chest is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
they're not in the Apple level yet as far as operating cash flow. Yes, they have passed them as far as market cap, but to pass, and when we're talking about what does that number look like right now, they're at $40 billion in operating cash flow. I think next year the projection is like 67.
Yeah,
and then by the end of 25, it's like 87, which
87, pass, 89, which is insane,
which would pass Microsoft. And so, it's crazy to think about this, but the growth potential—they're actually making more money than they're spending. Right, we can see that, right? Their profit margins are coming in faster than the revenue.
Yep,
which is like, this is like when you say the greatest. This might be the greatest company that
is on track to give a comparison. This would be like if one company from 1920 through now had to get their motor from one company.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got some other places you can get it from, but this is the motor. Like if there was like a V16, V24, V48 engine. Great. And they're going off the shelves, and without their chips, there is no AI revolution.
No, it's so dominant, but the chips is what, but the data centers as well.
Yep.
And I was having this conversation with a scientist in the field, and I was like, you know, just I feel like there's something that's happening. Like every time we speak about semis, Intel gets brought up, and I'm just like, well, why is Intel keep getting brought up? So I'm watching this carefully. I think everybody should as well. That's the reason I'm bringing it up, is that when I looked at the Chips Act and I see Intel and the amount of money that they were given, that's interesting to me. And so I'm trying to, like, yes, it's an American company and we want to see American companies do well. And then I thought to myself, like, what separates it? Obviously, they're outdated. They can't compete at the same level when it comes to the efficiency of how they're producing the product. But what they do is they manufacture them their own chips, which NVIDIA, right, and we spoke about last week, doesn't. So I'm thinking to myself, well, why are they pushing Intel so hard? Like, it's like a dinosaur brand, right? It's a legacy brand. But it's American and they manufacture. The goal is to keep everything here. If NVIDIA is leading in data centers, right, and they don't manufacture, at some point, do you think Jensen's like, you know what? What's the last piece that we don't have?
Bring it all in house.
Like, what's the last piece, right? And if you do that, that's it, man. Oh, we're talking 4-5 T. Mm-hmm. Because you really don't need a TSM at the same level. Right now you become the person that could potentially supply it, if he's thinking at that level. I don't know that he is, but it makes me wonder why they keep talking about Intel. And I think that's the reason, is this constant, hey, they manufacture, it's American made, they manufacture their own. So keep an eye on that.
Market cap of Intel is $110 billion. Profit margin 3.1%. partnership is needed or they will die. Oh boy, on YouTube, are you ready to admit I was right about Intel yet or no? Just humbly.
Oh boy.
So,
oh boy. Yeah, you.
In NVIDIA. Okay, so you've done a lot of NVIDIA options, right?
Yeah. I stacked them.
What does that mean, you stacked them?
So,
dinner on Troy every time we call.
I got it. You know the rules. So I had the 205 call that expires on the 21st of this month. But as it crossed certain thresholds, right, when I'm up 120, 200, 300, I think at this point, this is probably the highest percentage I've ever gained on an option call. I think I'm at like 1,900%, which is ridiculous on the 205. Yeah. It passes 400. Now I'm looking at calls inside the 400. So I get a 400 call. That goes up. I think we're both in there, right? You see how he just like calmly shook his head there, Ian? Right?
So smart.
That passes a threshold of 700. Well, now I'm looking at 800 calls, right? That goes up 100, 200%. Well, now I'm looking at the $1,000 call because I'm watching the price. Every time I'm taking in the information, I'm hearing new announcements, I'm watching all these analysts have their margins and their price targets increase. I want to know why. And if they're increasing and it's unanimous that they're increasing, all right, well, I've already made profit all the way up. So now I'm just stacking my calls. I'm stacking my calls, right? So if I lose percentage, yeah, you lose, but the percentage, like I said, 1,900%. Even if I fall down 100%, like you're still happy with 1,800, right?
Yeah, you're good.
And so I've already, the window's already built in. So now I'm just stacking the call. I might have a new stack coming and I'll probably talk about it this week. But that's what I've been doing, just stacking the call. And as the stock rises, I obviously have shares as well. So that's when it's a complete stack. I own shares of the company, but I also have calls on the company as well. And so if you look inside your portfolio and you press company, everything will come up in alphabetical order and I'll see my NVIDIA shares, boom. And I'll see every call that I have in NVIDIA. And so to me, that's how I'm looking at it as a stack.
So
yeah, you have to invest in this, trade the same ones that you're investing in.
Yeah.
Long term as well.
Your options class this Thursday.
Yes.
You're going to be talking about NVIDIA.
We're going to be talking about NVIDIA, but almost equally as important, we're going to be talking about a company that I said 2 weeks ago here on Market Mondays that we were waiting to look at how they were going to report. I said it last week. And then inside of the community, I said, look, I'm looking at this call and the company's name is CrowdStrike. If you look at CrowdStrike today, this thing almost positioned itself perfectly. And I'm going to tell you exactly how we looked at it. Some of the research, but that was a key factor that I didn't let everybody know that I'll talk about this week. CrowdStrike hit its all-time high today. It's trading at 380. So the call that we were in is now up and we can do this. I'll tell you what it got up to.
It's coming at 380. Right now.
A call that we made last week is now up 233%. So I want to pat myself on the back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.